Hello there from Nat Fun. We are normally a live recorded tabletop role-playing adventure podcast, but today I am simply your quick start guide to One Deck Dungeon. My name is Jackie, and I'm going to walk you through our vibe check version of One Deck Dungeon. This brief tutorial will describe the basics of the game system and a recommended setup to run through a shortened dungeon, allowing your game session to take about 15 to 20 minutes and give you a taste of the fun One Deck Dungeon has to offer. I hope this vibe check guide is helpful. And please be sure to check out NatFun Podcast. We feature a variety of tabletop role-playing game adventures in different game systems, settings, and genres. And with that, let's roll into it. One Deck Dungeon is a dice and card-based, replayable dungeon dive that allows for progressive solo play or playing in pairs of heroes. There are multiple dungeons of varying difficulty to tackle and a combination of both combat and peril encounter cards to overcome. You will use your hero's skills to roll dice that will need to meet or beat the numbers on the encounter cards throughout the dungeon. In each encounter you face, any challenge boxes on the card you could not beat will cause your heroes to suffer the consequences shown within the box. But whether you suffer consequences or not, you still get some sweet, sweet loot. In the form of either experience points, an item, or a skill or potion. Hopefully your time spent exploring the dungeon will be well spent and boost your heroes enough to slay the boss lurking beneath the third floor. If either hero falls to zero hit points anywhere within the dungeon, it's game over. Now in this vibe check version, we will be adding some free bonuses to your heroes to start and shorten your dungeon dive to only one floor to allow you to get a feel for how the game works in a shorter time frame. If you like it, play it again using the full game mechanics. They really are a lot of fun. So first, let's set up the play area, and then I'll explain how it works. I do recommend having the instructions and all of the contents of the game box handy throughout this tutorial. Feel free to pause this audio as often as needed to set things up. You will hear this sound at recommended pause locations. For starters, One Deck Dungeon is designed to be played solo, in a pair, or with modified four-player rules. But regardless of how many players you have, for this vibe check, pick two heroes you want to try out and make sure the one-player version is face-up. It will say 1P next to the hero name in the upper banner. I recommend picking heroes with different skill sets, as shown by their strength, yellow, agility, purple, and mana, blue, on the left side of the card. Now that you've picked your two heroes, let's get everything else out and set it up. You'll need the following: the large turn order and boss fight reference card, 4 level cards, 1 stairs card, the deck of encounters, all of these cards have a double door symbol on the back, the Dragon's Cave dungeon card, all of the dice, white cubes, and heart tokens. The remaining basic skill cards, notepad, dungeon cards, and heroes can be returned to the box for now. Let's set up the play area next and go over some basic mechanics. Step 1. Stack the experience level cards in a pile with level 2, 2P, showing on top. You can gain items, skills, or potions, and experience points from any encounter you complete. Once you've collected enough experience points to level up, you change your level cards and gain the new benefits of the higher level. These benefits vary from more dice, potions, or skills that can be learned per hero. But for this vibe check, I recommend ignoring experience points loot and focusing on gaining items, skills, or potions instead. You will get a free boost to level 4 for the boss fight. Next, step 2. Shuffle all the encounter cards, again with the double door art on the back, and place the stairs card at the very bottom. The main goal of One Deck Dungeon is to complete encounters and advance the deck until you make it to the stairs card. Then you descend to the next level of the dungeon. In this vibe check, you are going to fight the boss as soon as you uncover the stairs card on the first floor. But again, if you like the game, the extra floor mechanics that are added each time you descend are really a fun challenge. Next, step 3. Slide the dungeon card under the top of the turn reference card so that no dungeon floors are showing, just the title of the dungeon. We are going to ignore dungeon level challenges for this vibe check. You will hear mention of card sliding and placement a lot in this setup. The cards show different pieces of key information on each edge, so how you place them under your hero or turn reference card is important. For example, if you cover up the experience points and skill or potion edges, only the item or dice type will be shown, making it much easier to reference your hero as you gain more and more bonuses. Next up, step 4. Grab all the dice and remaining tokens to form the general supply. You will pull from this throughout your dungeon crawl. Step 5. Place one potion token, represented by the small white cubes, on the turn reference card. Set the others aside. You get to use them later. You begin the game having only identified one type of potion, a healing potion. Whenever you use any potion, remove its token from the turn reference card and place it in the general supply. If you use a healing potion outside of an encounter, either in the dungeon or between boss rounds, it heals 3 hit points from your hero. If you use it during an encounter or boss round, it only heals 2. Potions are automatically used if either hero falls to 0 hit points. Lastly, step 6. If you haven't yet, pick those 2 heroes, making sure that the 1P side is facing up. Solo game heroes are stronger, and who doesn't want to kick more butts when you try out a new game, am I right? Now for this vibe check, let's get some free loot to start with. Draw 2 face-down door cards for each of your heroes. Take a look at them and select 1 item and 1 skill or potion to add to each hero. Skills or potions are shown on the brown scroll at the bottom of the encounter card. Each has a cost, shown on the left side of the description, and an effect. Usually a single or multiple dice are spent to activate a skill, or a potion is spent to activate a potion. They also will have either a combat, 2 yellow swords, peril, green bear trap, or both symbols shown to designate what type of encounters they can be used on. Items are shown on the left side of the encounter card. They are a dice symbol and allow your hero to use that additional dice on any future encounters. If there's also a heart symbol, your hero gains an additional hit point too. Once you've made your selection, slide the item you chose under the left side of your hero card so only the item information is visible. Then, slide the skill or potion card you chose under the bottom of your hero card so only the scroll information is visible. If you chose a potion, you also gain 1 more white potion cube. Place it on your turn reference card for future use. So, how does the gameplay actually work? Referencing the NatFun Vibe Check laminated card, you can see the play area setup. There are 4 open spots for doors within the play area, but you will have to find them first, and then open them one by one while time passes by, creeping that inevitable boss fight closer and closer. Your turns in one deck dungeon will be comprised of 1 of 3 things: passing time, exploring, or entering a room. Passing time occurs by flipping 2 door cards over into the discard pile to signify time passing, and missed loot opportunities within the dungeon. This occurs between each turn. Exploring is when you search through the dungeon to find new doors to open, which allows you to add face-down door cards to the play area in any of the 4 open spaces. This is done for as many empty spaces of the designated 4 which are available. Entering a room is either opening a face-down door card, looking into the room and deciding to start the encounter or flee, leaving it open or face up in the play area, or simply starting an encounter in a room that was previously left open. Now, look through the encounter deck and take out 1 combat and 1 peril encounter card, signified by the yellow swords or green bear trap symbol near the top left of the card. These are the types of encounters you will face in one deck dungeon, and I'm going to walk you through how they work now. The mechanics of both are fairly similar, with just a couple of differences. For combat cards, you get to use all of your skills to complete the challenges on the card. While for peril cards, you can only use the dice associated with the skill you choose to attempt to overcome the encounter. For example, you can climb around a pit of spikes using strength, yellow, or jump over it using agility, purple. Whichever option you choose is the only skill dice you will use for that encounter, in addition to the black hero dice you get based on your level. Otherwise, both encounters have these same mechanics. 1. Trigger the combat card ability or select your peril. 2. Use your heroic feat, which is optional. 3. Gather and roll the dice. 4. Use your skills or potions and place dice on the challenge boxes. 5. suffer any consequences from uncompleted challenge boxes. And 6, that sweet, sweet loot. To begin an encounter, trigger the combat penalty or pick your peril and trigger any penalty it may or may not have. So first off, be sure to read the text in the gray box at the top of the card or your peril selection. It is triggered immediately or when the conditions are met. For example, on the fire elemental combat encounter, one hero takes 1 hit point of damage before the encounter starts. This happens right away. Next up, heroic feats. These are shown on your hero card on the bluish-gray scroll. You may only activate them before you roll dice, but they may gain dice in other ways, so don't forget about these feats. How to roll your dice. To gather your dice, look at your hero card and take the number of dice from the general supply as are shown on your hero card on the left-hand side, and any item cards you've acquired as loot that have been slid underneath the left side. Also, be sure to grab any additional encounter dice from your level card as well. Black dice are treated as wilds and can be used for any type of challenge. Note, if you need more dice of a color than are available in the general supply, you are out of luck. You have to complete the encounter only with the maximum dice available in the general supply. This comes into play a lot if you have 2 heroes that have the same skill set, or more often, once you have lots of loot. And next in the encounter, roll your dice. In addition to rolling dice, you also get to utilize your skills or potions. They will help you manipulate the dice you rolled to help you complete the challenges on the encounter card. You can use each skill only once per encounter or boss round. Once you've rolled your dice and used your skills, you can now start placing dice on the encounter card. And this is the really important bit. Each box on the encounter card shows the dice type required to complete them, as well as any consequences your hero will suffer if they don't. You want to complete as many challenge boxes on each encounter as possible. You must meet or exceed the number in the box to complete it and avoid the consequences. Challenges are overcome by dice of a matching color. Yellow is strength, purple is agility, blue is mana, or black dice, which are treated as wilds and can be used on any type. Square boxes can only be completed by a single die. Larger rectangular boxes can be completed by multiple dice to achieve the number in the box. Any challenge box with a green shield symbol must be overcome before placing dice on any other challenges. Oh, and if you have spare dice left over but not enough of the color needed for one of the challenges, don't worry. You can combine any 2 dice per hero, you can't join in together on it, to become a black hero dice with the same face value as the lowest of the 2 dice spent to create it. So for example, you can combine an extra yellow 5 and a purple 3, which become a black hero dice with a value of 3, the lower of the 2 numbers, using the general supply to discard and acquire the dice needed. After you've placed all your dice, now you suffer the consequences, if there are any. After you've placed all of the dice you can, suffer the consequences of any challenge box not overcome with the dice. It is likely that you will not be able to complete all challenges on every card, so look at the consequences and choose which will impact your dungeon dive the least. Hourglass symbols mean you lose time. Flip 1 door card from the deck to the discard pile for each hourglass depicted. Heart symbols mean you take damage. Add 1 heart token for each damage taken. Divide them between your 2 heroes as you see fit. But remember, if any hero falls to 0 hit points, it's game over. And now the best part. Get your loot. On the encounter card, you will see 3 types of loot. Experience points, designated by lanterns in the top right corner. Ignore these for this vibe check version. Skills or potions, which are the brown scroll at the bottom of the card. And items, the dice symbol and sometimes also a heart symbol on the left side of the card. Pick 1 piece of loot to gain from each encounter and which hero it goes to. You are limited to the number of items and skills shown on your level card. If you take a potion as your skill, you do also gain 1 white potion cube. Place it on your turn reference card. All encounters follow this order of steps, whether they are a combat or a peril card. And lastly, let's talk boss fight. For this vibe check, you will level up to 4 when you descend the stairs to the boss, granting you 2 additional potions and another black hero dice to be rolled each round. Then flip over both the dungeon and turn reference cards to reveal the dragon boss and boss fight mechanics. The boss fight will take multiple rounds, and sometimes it is worth inflicting little or no boss damage, as shown by the skull symbol in the challenge boxes, to avoid major damage consequences to your heroes. You will suffer consequences in each round of boss combat, until you have caused enough damage to equal or exceed their total hit points. Important side note, on this dragon boss, the black hero dice cannot be used in a challenge box with the boss symbol, the skull, which means the black hero dice cannot cause boss damage in this particular final battle. But other dungeon bosses are different. And that's about it. Do you have what it takes to defeat the dragon in this one deck dungeon vibe check? I hope so. Give it a go and roll into your own Nat Fun. And don't forget to check out new Nat Fun episodes on all your favorite podcast listening networks every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good luck in that dungeon!